Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria môre op na 29, Johannesburg 28 en Mbombela 26 grade.
In the traffic, couple of issues floating around. We'll give you a full update in about 15 minutes time, but there is a stationary bus on the N1 Western Bypass heading from Beyers Nordea down towards 14th Avenue. It's causing serious trouble all the way from Four Ways already.
Joe Mann, in your sport headlines, Erasmus opts for consistency in selection against the Pumas in Durban, and Arsenal's Madueke out for about 6 to 8 weeks.
Die nasionale polisiekommissaris Fanny Masemola het vandag verskeie redes gegee hoekom die politieke moorde taakspan met sy werk moet kan voortgaan. Dit sluit onder meer die inhegtenisneming in van die sakeman Wosimutsi Kat Matlala, as ook deurbrake in verskeie ander sake. Nou Matlala kom te staan teen aanklagte van poging tot moord, geldwasery en samesmoring om moord te pleeg. En getuies by die Matlanga kommissie soos Masemola verbind Matlala aan die minister van polisie Senzo Mkhunu.
As one was trying to manage this process, looking for the real reason that never came for why is the team disbanded. And eventually, after the arrest of Matlala on the 14th of May 2025, it became clear as to what was the objective for the disbandment.
Nou die taakspan het intussen die dubbele lewenslange tronkstraf vir die veroordeelde moordenaar Sabelo Pewa verwelkom. Hy is skuldig bevind van die moord op 'n munisipale bestuurder vir die Richmond munisipaliteit in KwaZulu-Natal en hy het voor die Hooggeregshof in Pietermaritzburg verskyn vroeër vandag. Hier is die polisiewoordvoerder Athlenda Mate.
Through this case we were able to link and solve other cases such as the murder of Amos Ngobo. The number of life sentences secured by the task team is now more than 30 life sentences secured for several hitmen and hit orderers.
Steeds in die howe, die Hooggeregshof in Pretoria het uitspraak in die saak oor wyle adjunk president David Mabuza se testament uitgestel na volgende Dinsdag. Nou die saak is gebring deur sy vorige vroue en kinders omdat sy laaste vrou beweer dat sy 44 miljoen rand se boedel slegs aan haar bemaak is. Sy kinders word deur advokaat Dr. Sibuye verteenwoordig.
Say the determination of that money should be in accordance with Section 37. And Section 37 limits the testamentary freedom of a member at which he has nominated a person.
En dan nuus uit die buiteland. Die Wêreldgesondheidsorganisasie sê daar is geen bewyse dat pynmedikasie en inentings tot autisme kan lei nie. Dit volg na die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump se uitlasting dat die middel Tylenol baie dieselfde as paracetamol autisme kan veroorsaak. Daardie storie is op jackrandfm.com. Klik op nuus vir meer besonderhede. En dan so met Erfenisdag wat dikwels met lekker kuier om die braaivleisvuur geassosieer word, waarskynlik die Gautengse verkeerspolisie dat dit nie dit as 'n verskoning om roekeloos op die paaie te wees of om erfenisterreine te vandaliseer nie.
This Heritage Day let us celebrate our rich history and culture by embracing our collective responsibility to build a safer, more secure Gauteng for all.
Dit was die woord vir daar Sello Marimane. Ek is Marlina vir Shemir Nies om 5.
This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys the best.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky full of stars. Cause you light up the path.